This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Won't you?
All right, final segment is Steve Quayle. SteveQuayle.com. Alex Jones, check out his new film as well there that is extremely powerful. I've seen it, True Legends, the series.com. I want to get him back up next week. He's so busy, I'm busy. Months go by, he doesn't come on. I want to get him up every week if he can with this quickening, this key time in history that's taking place right now. Steve Quayle, the 5 minutes we've got left, other points you want to make about the state of the world?
Well, I think one of the critical things is if you notice Zika, the virus was, you know, Alex, you and I were on together when we talked about the.
And you said 15, 20 years ago they'd use these viruses through mosquitoes to sterilize us. Or...
Right. And here's the deal. Notice the babies are the ones that are targeted. The hardest point for me to get across and the deepest burden of my heart is, ladies and gentlemen, 9 out of 10 people you encounter are targeted for destruction one way or the other. The Deagle Report, even they just sent out a thing. Look, we don't have anything supernatural. We just know the trends that are happening. When we went on the show with that, Alex, it caused an uproar around the world. But nothing's changed. So we're coming to the point where we've become a hissing sound. In other words, the respect America used to command is now a hissing. People hold us in contempt. Everything we used to stand for that was right is now wrong. And everybody in the world sees how plain this whole theater of the absurd is and self-destruction. See, remember, ladies and gentlemen, Germany is self-destructing. France is self-destructing. Scandinavia is self-destructing. All these kings, queens, whatever, parliamentary leaders, presidents, they're all part of the same thing. Jesus said the whole world lies in the evil one. He didn't say
they are self-destructing to make way for the one world government.
Absolutely. And Alex, again, if people want to know where this is going, I recommend two things. I'm done writing about the future when it comes to Xenogenesis, Xenogenesis. They can go on my website and order. And the Unholy See, go to my website, SteveQuayle.com.
Let's spend a few minutes on that because we're not Catholic bashers, but this pope calling for world government, saying, let the Muslims in, Christians are bad. I mean, he actually says this stuff. This guy is a demon.
Well, yeah, and he also kissed the Quran, okay? Well, when he kissed the Quran, he can I say this? Every chance he gets, he puts down Jesus Christ. And there are traditional Catholics that are absolutely furious with this. But yet we saw it when Malachi Martin was murdered years ago. And by the way, he was no dummy. I think he spoke 17 languages, and he was a Jesuit. But people have got to understand, they've got to recognize that all of the revelations coming about Planet X and this life, exoplanet might have life and all that, we deal with the greatest cover-up in history, which is the cover-over of history. And you can't get away from it. All roads right now lead to Rome. And, you know, you've had Steve Pachinik on, and he can tell you stories about Aldo Moro. You probably heard his story about that. But what you're seeing right now, ladies and gentlemen, is, again, the takedown and breakdown of traditional Christianity and the insertion of radical Islam. And if you read the Quran and the Hadith, there's no differentiation. Now, there are good Muslims, I'm sure. But the problem is when they come into control, if you don't toe the line of Sharia, you get whacked. And, again, where is the women's movement of all the Muslim women who are being slaughtered, hung, butchered, stoned, drowned?
Clearly, Orthodox Islam is going to be used as an operating system to oppress the West.
Very well stated. I couldn't say it better. And so here's the thing, Alex. At the end of the day, again, I want to just thank everybody who prays for Alex and his family.
And you too. I want to thank folks for prayers. Thank you. Thank you, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it's important, ladies and gentlemen. You asked the question, Alex. I believe I gave the only answer I have. It's because of believers who want the truth. Remember this. They, the Illuminati, the globalists, they only live in a world of lies. There is no truth in them. So if you're listening to the mainstream press, you might as well just put your ear up to Satan's mouth, because that's who's whispering in your ear, but they no longer whisper. They shout it through their megaphones of broadcast TV.
Because they're scared and they know their time is short, so the devil sends the beast with wrath. Thank you, Steve Quayle. Paul Watson from London, straight ahead.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We are back live on the Alex Jones Show this fourth hour with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. Coming up later in the show, we get more into Hillary's health. Obviously, they're trying to keep the lid on this. We've had CNN, we've had the Washington Post, we've had basically all of the mainstream media desperately trying to dismiss this as a conspiracy theory. Of course, yesterday we had the big Daily Beast hit piece, which is nothing more than a Clinton mouthpiece, absolutely proven, again, trying to make the case that this is all contrived, this is just a manifestation of overactive imaginations of right-wing radicals, right-wing extremists, completely omitting all the medical experts, all the health experts who say that Hillary Clinton has major problems. So we're going to get more into the cover-up. But first, obviously, Alex has covered this earlier in the show. We had Julian Assange of WikiLeaks drop the bombshell of bombshells last night during his appearance on a, I think it was a Dutch TV show, where he said, or he at least implied, that the source for the DNC email leaks was murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich. Now, he didn't blatantly say it outright, but we've probably played the clip already. If not, we'll get to it later. He very strongly suggested, when pushed, when grilled, that indeed Seth Rich, not Russia, not Vladimir Putin, not Russian hackers, but Seth Rich, the murdered DNC staffer, shot dead in the back by supposed robbers who didn't actually take any of his possessions in Washington, D.C., he suggested that he may have been the source. Obviously, that is very disturbing information, given what we know about the Clinton body count. But, of course, that's just another conspiracy theory, so we don't have to worry about it. But this gets even more interesting, and I'm going to do a video on this later tonight. I'll be up again until 3 a.m., no doubt. But it gets even more interesting, and I don't think anybody's really picked up on this so far today. Because in the aftermath of Assange dropping this bombshell, again suggesting, implying that maybe the Clintons had something to do with the death of this, the murder of this DNC staffer, given that he was the source for the leaks. Again, he didn't say that outright, but that was the implication. It's very interesting today if you look at WikiLeaks' Twitter page, because they've posted two tweets that directly relate to assassination. Now, the first is a video of former senior Hillary Clinton strategist Bob Beckel expressing his support that Julian Assange be assassinated. Let's go to that clip.
I say the way to deal with this is pretty simple. We got special ops forces. I mean, a dead man can't leak stuff. This guy's a traitor, a treasonist, and he has broken every law of the United States. The guy ought to be, and I'm not for the death penalty, so if I'm not for the death penalty, I only want to do it, illegally shoot the son of a...
And again, that is senior, former senior Hillary Clinton strategist Bob Beckel on Fox News expressing his support that Julian Assange be assassinated. Now, bear in mind, this is not a new clip. This is several years old. So you ask the question, why is WikiLeaks posting this several years old video clip about someone wanting to assassinate Julian Assange on the WikiLeaks Twitter page as of 5 hours ago? Why have they posted that? And then you look again at the next tweet. They posted the Twitter page, the tweet, again, this is from August 2013, a tweet by Michael Grunwald, who is now writing for Politico. He wrote a book called New Deal, The Hidden Story of Change in the Obama Era. So this was basically a pro-Obama hack who went on to join Politico, and this is his tweet, which WikiLeaks again has screenshotted and posted. This is his tweet from 3 years ago. Quote, I can't wait to write a defense of the drone strike that takes out Julian Assange. So why is WikiLeaks posting a video and a tweet about the assassination of Julian Assange, given that both are at least 3 years old, the day after Assange implies that the source for the DNC email leaks was murdered DNC staffer Steph Rich, I think that was his name. Why are they posting it? This is not just a coincidence. I'm going to go on to make a video about this because, of course, a few days ago we had James Woods come out, the actor and now pretty much a conservative commentator, asking for odds on if Julian Assange would survive long enough to see out the November elections. That was a big story a few days ago. It came out before this Seth Rich revelation. Him asking, given that Assange has promised to release more emails, again exposing Hillary Clinton's ties to founding, to transferring weapons to ISIS, her connection with Lafarge, the French company that again has given money directly to ISIS, more emails regarding to the corruption of the Clinton Foundation, more emails regarding vote rigging, election fraud, all that is promised. That's all in the pipeline from WikiLeaks. So you had James Woods speculating, is Assange even going to survive for all this to come out? And people say, well, you know, if they take out Julian Assange, then everything would still get released. You know, he's merely the head of the organization. WikiLeaks is a large organization. They're going to have other people who will get the information out. While that's true, Assange is such a figurehead. I mean, look at who does all the interviews. Look at who gets all the media attention. It's Julian Assange. He basically is WikiLeaks. So, yes, the information might still come out, but it would get nowhere near the traction that it does with Assange as the figurehead pioneering the release of all this damning information about Hillary Clinton. Again, much more information, many more revelations in the pipeline, according to Assange himself. So why are they tweeting about Julian Assange's assassination the day after they dropped the bombshell that Seth Rich, again, the DNC staffer, the murdered DNC staffer, shot in the back in Washington, D.C., in a murder that the police say is unexplained, they're still investigating it, implying that he's the source. Again, murdered. And then the day after, posting tweets about the assassination of Julian Assange. Very interesting. Of course, he's holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, not far from me, and has been for years and years at great taxpayer expense. So, you know, they would say, well, how could they possibly assassinate him? Well, I guess that Julian Assange has probably got people tasting his food before he eats it at this point. Given that they've put out these tweets, I mean, how else would you explain it? It can't really be a coincidence that they put out tweets, again, warning about the assassination, telegraphing his fear of assassination, that's how I see it, the day after these Seth Rich revelations or implications are made by Assange. I don't think that's a mere coincidence. And again, we've got people speculating that, you know, Assange could be a victim. He couldn't even make it. He may not even make it to the November elections, giving all this, you know, given all this damning information that could come out in the coming weeks. Extremely interesting goings on. And concurrent to this, obviously, you've got the Hillary health scandal, the massive cover-up that's now taking place, and the article is up. Took me a good few hours to write it. This is up on Infowars.com. Clinton-controlled Daily Beast labels Hillary health questions a hoax. Yes, it's a complete imagination. We've invented it out of thin air. Well, of course, you can go back to 2008, and we've got this clip now, where the leftist media was obsessed, constantly covering questions regarding the health of John McCain, Republican presidential candidate, and whether he was fit to take office. Let's go to that clip.
During the 2008 campaign, the mainstream media wouldn't let up, remember that, over John McCain's age and his health. Take a listen.
Is McCain simply too old to get elected?
It's John McCain's health we're talking about, and he's running for the highest office in the land. His health, with limits, becomes the public business.
How concerned are doctors that this skin cancer may in fact return?
So again, you've got the leftist media back in 2008 absolutely obsessed, blanket coverage, demanding to know the answer as to whether John McCain had health problems that would impede him, that would make him unfit to take office. Fast forward to 2016, now that we're asking those questions, oh, it's unnecessary, it's conspiratorial, it's not an issue. Even though Hillary Clinton has been, you know, falling over for the past 7 years, even though she had a blood clot on her brain in 2012, even though she's exhibiting all this bizarre behavior, even though Secret Service police who attend her events, who provide security at her events, say that she can barely make it off the stage after giving a speech, that she's constantly dizzy, disorientated, falling over, having to be helped back into her car. All of that's a conspiracy theory, you right-wing nut. How dare you even ask the question of Queen Hillary? Well, they asked it of John McCain back in 2008. They asked it over and over again. Wasn't a conspiracy theory then, was it? This is a headline from CNN. 2008, McCain to allow peek at medical records. 8 years ago, Senator John McCain will give select members of the media a three-hour glimpse of his medical records. John McCain, they demanded to see his medical records. They saw them. Wasn't a conspiracy theory back then, so why is it now? We'll be back with more on the Alex Jones Show Live after the break. Don't go away.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
So on Monday, CNN came out and basically tried to trash these questions over Hillary's health by saying it was just one big conspiracy theory. They said, quote, her personal physician, talking about Hillary Clinton, Her personal physician said 1 year ago that she was physically fit to serve as president. Oh, well, that settles it then. Hillary Clinton's own personal physician said that she's fine, so let's just accept that as gospel. Let's not even question that. You flash back 8 years previously, you had CNN reporting that John McCain had to open up his health records to the media because they wouldn't shut up asking him about his ill health. Again, continuing from CNN 8 years ago, Senator John McCain will give select members of the media a three-hour glimpse at his medical records Friday. If elected, McCain, the 71-year-old presumed Republican nominee, will be the oldest president of the United States, beating Ronald Reagan by 3 years. Again, Hillary Clinton is almost 69. She's almost the age that John McCain was back in 2008. But now it's a conspiracy theory even to ask the question. CNN said, oh look, Hillary's own personal physician said she's perfectly fine a year ago. So let's just accept that. That settles it then. Again, the shocking lack of self-awareness with the mainstream media is just incredibly funny on a day-to-day basis. They still don't get why only 6% of the public trust them. And yet this is what they come out with. Again, John McCain constantly grilled about his health 8 years ago to the point where he had to have this private session for the media where he provided 1,000 pages of his medical history for members of the media to look at for 3 hours. Fast forward 8 years, Hillary Clinton, more chronic health problems than John McCain, more signs that she's unfit to be president, more health experts, medical professionals coming out on the record and saying there's something going on here, but it's all a conspiracy theory. Again, no demand from the leftist media to see the health records of Hillary Clinton, and for that matter, Donald Trump as well. This should be a regular thing every single election. We need to know if the people we elect are physically fit to serve. So then, of course, yesterday you had the Daily Beast weighing in with Ben Collins and the rest of them, prostitutes for the Clinton operation. Again, two hit pieces on the same day. One against me, an InfoWars, one against Mike Cernovich, who is an author and talks about many of the same things that we do. And he has been the other primary progenitor of questions surrounding Hillary Clinton's health. In fact, Cernovich, on Saturday, I believe it was on the weekend, he was the first one to draw attention to those photos that were taken back in February in South Carolina of Hillary Clinton being helped up the steps, you know, by Secret Service agents, obviously having difficulties walking. He was the one that highlighted those, splashed on the Drudge Report afterwards, made national headlines all weekend, and that's when the media came out full throttle to try and shut down these questions. So on the very same day, the Daily Beast, which, by the way, is owned by a company called IAC. Who do you think sits on the board of directors at IAC, the company that owns the Daily Beast? Oh, it's none other than Chelsea Clinton, the vice chair of the Clinton Foundation, the daughter of Hillary Clinton. Well, imagine my shock. No conflict of interest there whatsoever. So again, as this begins to build, they come out with two different hit pieces against me and Mike Cernovich, the two primary progenitors, at least in the current news cycle, of this Hillary health problem scandal. I put out the video 6 days ago now, asking what was wrong with Hillary Clinton. It's now over 2 million views. This went viral. This really shook them up. And on the same day, this Clinton mouthpiece, the Daily Beast, came out with hit pieces against both myself and Mike Cernovich. On the same day, called Cernovich a, quote, date rape apologist. Again, tried to completely drag his name through the mud. This media outlet that constantly defends Hillary Clinton, constantly trolls and bashes her political adversaries, owned by a company whose board of directors includes Chelsea Clinton. Just a coincidence, nothing to worry about. You know, even Cenk Uygur, who we're certainly not fans of, but he's certainly not, you know, a right-wing conservative ideologue, he's a left winger. Even he has come out and basically said that the Daily Beast is just a mouthpiece for the Clinton operation. We'll get more into it after the break on the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30, baby of mine was...
Right, live, it's the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. We're going to get back into the news, Hillary's health scandal and the Daily Beast hit piece. But first, I wanted to remind you about the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, unlike CNN, we're not funded by corrupt dictatorial governments like Bahrain. You know, we're not funded by George Soros like Media Matters is. We're not owned by the Clinton Foundation like the Daily Beast. So we have to make our own money through hard work and through selling actual products to you. This is why we need you to go to InfoWarsLife.com. We've got Get Off the Grid Mega Special Silver Bullet Colloidal for 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. This is one of the biggest sales ever at InfoWarsLife.com. Our top-selling silver bullet, colloidal silver, is now a whole 50% off for a limited time. That's just $9.95 a bottle, the equivalent of a Black Friday level special in August. Silver bullet is super concentrated into three times the dose of normal colloidal silver, and it's one of the highest quality out there. Again, we need you to drive us on. This is how we get at the top of the Drudge Report. This is how we challenge the national narrative. This is how we take on the mainstream media. Not through George Soros donations of $100 million. Not through cozy deals with dictatorial governments like CNN does. Not through being owned by the Clinton Foundation, like the Daily Beast, who've gone bankrupt like 5 times, but they keep coming back like some reanimated corpse. Because again, no one's listening to them, no one trusts them, but they've got big money establishment backing. We haven't. Our only backers are you getting the products. We've also got InfoWars solar base station power supply, which is now 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, get self-sufficient, get healthy, and in the process, support what we do here at InfoWars. It's never been more crucial in the run-up to this election. So get the products and support us at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, going back to what I was talking about with the Daily Beast, again, basically an arm of the Democratic Party establishment. In fact, when it came out in those leaked emails that the DNC had run this dirty tricks campaign against Bernie Sanders, had decided from the start that they wanted Hillary, that they were going to do everything in their power to phase out, to dismiss, to deride the campaign of Bernie Sanders, you saw the exact same narrative being pushed by the Daily Beast. Because it's a Clinton mouthpiece. Again, it's owned by IAC, whose board of directors includes Chelsea Clinton, vice chair of the Clinton Foundation. This is a supremely biased media outlet. Nobody even hardly reads it anymore. But again, because it gets play, it gets support, it gets backing from the rest of the mainstream media circle jerk, they still have some influence. They had to remove their comment section last year, I believe, because they said, oh, the content is more important than your comments. Well, we know why they removed the comment section, because independent scientific studies show that comment sections in news articles often have more impact on how people perceive, understand, and receive the content of the article than the article itself. So they judge whether the article is trustworthy or not based on the comments, not the text of the article. That's why all these big mainstream media outlets a few years ago started deleting, removing their comment sections. And Daily Beast is one of them. Again, cutting off their own nose to spite their face. Losing all that traffic from the comments simply because they don't want their crap to be challenged by anyone with a different opinion. That's why they're losing traffic. That's why they're losing influence. Yet they still come out with these ridiculous hit pieces, which are completely eviscerated and debunked in this article. Again, this was their headline yesterday in the Daily Beast. Is Hillary dying hoax started by a pal of Alex Jones? Again, they approached me for this interview a couple of days ago. They didn't include shock horror, the most important comments that I made to them. They just included what suited their narrative. So again, absolutely ridden with errors from beginning to end, starting with the third word of the article in the headline. Completely wrong. I never said Hillary was dying. I said she had health problems. If you want to look at it that way, we're all dying, but I never implied that her death was imminent, which is what that headline implies. Complete nonsense. Again, he couldn't make it, this Ben Collins hack, couldn't make it past the third word of his article before completely misleading his readers. Line number two. They claim, again, in the headline, in the fifth word, so they made it to the third word before lying. The fourth word they managed to get past, but by the fifth word, he was lying already. They said that the Hillary health scandal, this whole controversy, was, quote, started by me. Of course, it wasn't started by me. In fact, you can go back 7 months and see that Breitbart wrote an article and published it with all these different health experts talking about, what, quote, what's seriously wrong with Hillary Clinton's health. Did I reignite the controversy with this viral video? Yes. As did Mike Cernovich with his information, as did others. You know, then Fox News picked up on it and others. Did I start it? No, completely inaccurate.
extremely sloppy research to claim that I started this when people have been talking about it for 4 years since she had her blood clot. So again, completely inaccurate. Lie number three. The subheadline of this Daily Beast article asserted that I cited Martin Shkreli as my only medical source. Completely wrong. The original viral video, which is what this article is supposedly about, doesn't contain any citation of Martin Shkreli. None whatsoever. In fact, the people I cite are in the Breitbart article from 7 months before. Neurologist Dr. Daniel Kasache. Dr. Nicholas C. Bambakidis. These are health medical experts that say Hillary Clinton has major health problems. Those are the people who I cited in the video. I flashed up the Breitbart article in which those health experts are quoted. So again, to say that I only cited this one individual as my only medical source, complete nonsense. This is how the mainstream media rolls. Again, they didn't mention the fact, as I communicated in the actual interview, which they didn't publish, that also John Cardillo, a former NYPD officer who provided VIP security detail, he spoke personally to a federal agent and another NYPD officer who told him directly that Hillary basically cannot stand up after giving a speech. She's got dizziness, disorientation, she's got major problems. Again, I told them that in the interview. I talked about it in the viral video. Did they put it in the article? No. This is the mainstream media. Complete tissue of lies from beginning to end. Also, lie number four. And this is funny. This is hilarious. He basically said in the email, oh, what do you think about this comedian, Patton Oswalt, citing his anonymous, quote, therapist friend who told him that Donald Trump has borderline personality disorder. He was trying to make that into the central issue, like that had credibility. So he just wrote an entire article bemoaning the fact that I don't name my anonymous sources, which that's the whole point. They remain anonymous. They don't want to end up like Seth Rich. Again, the health experts I talked to in private, as well as the ones who already went public. So he wrote an entire article bemoaning the fact that I don't name these anonymous sources. Then he cites an anonymous source provided by a comedian to try and back up his assertion, his implication, that it's Trump and not Hillary Clinton who has psychological problems. So he did the very thing that he accused me of doing and tried to use it as an argument. And again, he also said that I claimed Hillary Clinton has Parkinson's disease, syphilis, brain damage, a brain tumor, autism, degenerative disease, drug problems. He said that I said she had all of those. Well, no, I never said she had all of those. I said those were some of the issues that medical experts were speculating she might have. And again, I said to him in the email, I don't know what she has. I'm not a doctor, but these professionals are saying that there's something going on here. Go back to 2008 again. The media hounded John McCain to release his health records, which he did for the media to look at. 1,000 pages, he gave them 3 hours. He said, this is my medical history, take a look. They didn't find anything that would have seriously impaired him becoming president. But now in 2016 with Hillary Clinton, who is almost the same age as John McCain was back then, it's a conspiracy theory. It's a fantasy of wing nuts to even ask questions about it. Again, this is why only 6% of people in America trust the mainstream media. Again, they've got a history of lying about InfoWars. Olivia Nutsy, or however you pronounce her name, I don't really care. Although she gets very upset about it, which is why I'm going to pronounce it wrongly over and over again. She claimed that Alex Jones denied the moon landings took place. Something that never actually happened, which I pointed out in the article at the time that Alex is actually friends with Buzz Aldrin, has had him on the show, and he doesn't believe that. If you want to believe that, fine. But she wrote an article saying that Alex Jones said the moon landings never happened. He never said that. It's an outright lie. She got called out on it, and then suddenly she went quiet. In fact, she went quiet after I said, how, after I asked her how likely it was for her editors to put her on the case of routing out corruption and scandals related not to Rand Paul, which was her obsession at the time, but around Hillary Clinton. Now, as soon as I asked her that question, she said, oh, I'll ask my editor. And then mysteriously that tweet was deleted and she went completely quiet about it. Very interesting, given that this publication, The Daily Beast, is basically controlled by the Clintons, is a Clinton mouthpiece. So that article is up on Infowars.com again. They're very concerned about this. You had CNN on Monday trying to poo-poo it, saying it was a conspiracy theory. The same news organization that back in 2008 featured a report about John McCain opening up his medical history. Again, we played the clip earlier. The leftist media hounded John McCain to open up his medical history, and he did. Hillary Clinton, you can't even ask the question. Very sensitive about this, aren't they? Very sensitive indeed. So again, we'll continue to track it. Of course, we had a story earlier today. Again, there was another neurologist on Fox News who came out and said that there needs to be transparency on this. Hillary Clinton needs to come clean about what's wrong with her. At least give us the records. If there's nothing to see, then fine, we'll move on. Just as we did back in 2008 with John McCain. But no, we can't even ask the question. It's a wild conspiracy theory. So we're going to keep digging into that, but let's move on to some more news now. This is out of The Express. The cultural enrichment of Europe continues. It's not safe in Germany anymore. German family flee to Russia to claim asylum. A German family has fled their homeland and is seeking asylum in Russia after claiming they are no longer safe in their own country. And they basically go on to state that the German government, the media is totally corrupt, the migrants they're bringing in are destroying the country. Now they're fleeing to Russia to try and get a family life, to try and rebuild their own lives. Absolutely amazing, given that tourism has slumped completely in Germany, as Breitbart reports. As the number of migrants requesting asylum in Germany rises, the country's tourism industry is suffering. And they're talking about, in some cases, if you look at tourists from Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan, 40% down on last year. 40%, that's a huge slice of the tourist industry that Germany has lost out on. And when they ask these people why they're not visiting anymore, well, people cite crime and terrorism, specifically as a result of the migrant crisis. So now, not only socially, but Germany is starting to lose out financially from importing over 1 million Muslim migrants over the past year. We've also got reports of these secret night flights coming in from Turkey, where they're covering up, again, thousands of migrants being flown in directly from Turkey, from other countries in the Middle East. Again, that's not confirmed, but a lot of whispers about that on the internet over the past couple of days. This is out of RT. This was an interesting article. Given what we were talking about with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, kill Russians and Iranians, threaten Assad, says ex-CIA chief backing Clinton. Former CIA Deputy Director Michael Morell, who supports Hillary Clinton and insists that Trump is being manipulated by Russian President Vladimir Putin, said that Russians and Iranians in Syria should be killed covertly to pay the price. In fact, we've got this clip. Let's play about 40 seconds of this clip. Here it is.
Donald Trump insulted a Gold Star family whose Muslim son died in Iraq fighting for America. This is just more proof that Trump is a racist.
The things that they need to both go after the Assad government, but also to have the Iranians and the Russians pay a little price, right? When we were in Iraq, the Iranians were giving weapons to the Shia militia who were killing American soldiers, right? The Iranians were making us pay a price. We need to make the Iranians pay a price in Syria. We need to make the Russians pay a price.
We make them pay the price by killing Russians.
Yes.
And killing Iranians.
Yes. Covertly.
Okay, that's Michael Morell. Again, former CIA deputy director Michael Morell, supporter of Hillary Clinton, on Bloomberg, Charlie Rose, saying that we need to kill Russians. Bearing in mind the entire media narrative for months now is that Donald Trump is a danger to the world. Even though he said, you know, he will try to have good relations with Russia, with Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump's a danger to the world. He's Hitler. He's going to cause World War III. Meanwhile, you've got Hillary Clinton supporters openly urging for America to go into Syria and start killing Russians, because that's really going to make the world a safer place, isn't it? Killing Russian troops and potentially starting World War III. Yeah, that's really safe. That's a really good idea, given the history of what Hillary Clinton represents and has advocated, given what she advocated in Syria. Remember, it was Hillary Clinton in Libya as well, who was overruling Pentagon generals who wanted to avoid that quagmire in Libya, wanted to avoid overthrowing yet another secular government and allowing jihadists and allowing ISIS to fill in that vacuum. It was Hillary Clinton pushing those policies. We came, we saw, he died. It led to the rise of ISIS. It led to the deaths of tens of thousands of Muslims. It led to the international migrant crisis. And now you've got her cheerleaders saying that we should go into Syria and kill Russians. And yet they tell us that it's Donald Trump who is a danger to the world. Absolutely insane. We'll be back for the final segment. Don't go away.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen with fair.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Again, I urge you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're not funded by corrupt dictatorial governments like CNN, so we actually need you to buy the products for us to continue to build this operation. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got InfoWars Premium Power Pack for 20% off. Start getting off the grid with a portable InfoWars Premium Power Pack that is now 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a rechargeable power pack, really useful. It can run or charge all of your electronic devices, act as a car emergency jump starter or a backup preparedness power supply. Again, 20% off on the Premium Power Pack at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's cover a few final news stories here in the last few minutes. Conservative Treehouse reports 62-year-old Trump supporter beaten with crowbar for wearing Trump T-shirt. Media makes headline about T-shirt. I doubt you could find a more representative story to exemplify the current state of American journalism than this one. So again, you've heard the story. A 62-year-old man in New Jersey was minding his own business, walking down the street, wearing a Donald Trump T-shirt. Of course, it triggered a special snowflake who beat him with a crowbar. But this is what the headline out of New Jersey read. Man's Trump T-shirt sparked crowbar attack, cops say. So it wasn't the individual with the crowbar going insane and whacking this guy with the Trump T-shirt. It wasn't his fault. It was the T-shirt that caused it. Blame the T-shirt. Like blaming cartoonists who draw Muhammad when they get massacred by jihadists. It's their fault. They shouldn't have triggered the precious snowflakes in the first place. Heat Street reports, media freaks when Donald Trump jokes about Second Amendment stays silent when his life is threatened. Of course, you know about this by now. He made this joke about the Second Amendment, misspoke, whatever you want to call it. Meanwhile, you've got actual assassins, like we had last month, that turn up to Donald Trump events, try to kill him, and it's barely even mentioned in the media. But Donald Trump made a joke that some people got triggered and offended by and said could possibly be violent. My God, the horror. Meanwhile, you've got actual assassins at Donald Trump events, and nobody gives a damn. Remember the guy back in March who rushed the stage and tried to physically attack Donald Trump? CNN gave him a platform and made him into some kind of icon. The left celebrated. You've got people on Twitter every single frigging day saying how they want to kill Donald Trump. Nobody cares about it. People actively plotting to assassinate him. Nobody cares about it. Say one misconstrued thing about Hillary Clinton. Everybody freaks out. Again, complete double standard of the media. Going back to Germany, again, the center of cultural enrichment right now. High-ranking ISIS member is arrested in Germany following threats the terror group planned to bomb football stadiums. Remember, we had that cover-up of the terror attack on a football stadium last year, which we reported on. Again, the police seeing bombs in the ambulance, the media, the government covered it up. Well, now they've arrested a 24-year-old man who, surprise, surprise, is an asylum seeker, a refugee. You know, given that 21% of Syrian refugees support ISIS, it's not a surprise that many of them are now carrying out terrorist attacks in Germany, and Angela Merkel says, bring more in! Even as their tourist economy slumps, even as people leave the country to claim asylum in Russia because they're so panicked about what's happening. Absolutely amazing. We've got more stories, we haven't got time for them. Claremont students refuse to live with whites, that's out of campus reform. Again, they're saying reverse racism is not a thing yet. It's just racism. Absolutely amazing. This from the same people who want to reintroduce segregation because they're really progressive. But that's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Stay tuned for InfoWars Nightly News. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.